2. Goodbye, cool world. It's the only elevator in the world with barf bags. My brother pointed that out. He notices things like that. I noticed the bathroom. One bathroom for 36 people. Locked in an elevator for 2 weeks. It's not as big as it looks in the advertisements. You don't call it the elevator once you're in it. The thing you ride in is just the climber. The space elevator, always capitalized, is 2 of these climbers plus 50,000 miles of cable that rises straight up into space. At the other end is the spaceship that will take my family to Mars. That one will have 2 bathrooms for 26 people, but no barf bags, presumably. If you're not used to 0G by then, maybe they'll leave you behind. This whole thing started 2 years ago, when I was young and stupid, or at least 16 and naive. My mother wanted to get into the lottery for the Mars project, and Dad was okay with the idea. My brother Card thought it was wonderful, and I'll admit I thought it was spec, too, at the time. So Card and I got to spend a year of Saturday mornings training to take the test. Just us. There was no test for parents. Adults make it, or they don't, depending on education and social adaptability. Our parents have enough education for any 4 people, but otherwise are crushingly normal. These tests were basically to make us, Card and me, seem normal, or at least normal enough not to go Detroit locked up in a sardine can with 24 other people for 6 months. So here's the billion-dollar question. Did any of the kids aboard pass the tests just because they actually were normal? Or did all of them also give up a year of Saturdays so they could learn how to hide their homicidal tendencies from the testers? Remember, we don't say anything about having sex with little Fido. We flew into Puerto Villamil, a little town on a little island in the Galapagos chain, off the coast of South America. They picked it because it's on the equator and doesn't get a lot of lightning, which could give you pause if you were sitting at the bottom of a lightning rod long enough to go around the Earth twice. The town is kind of a tourist trap for the space elevator and the Galapagos in general. People take a ferry out to watch it take off and return, and then go to other islands for skin diving or to gawk at exotic animals. The islands have lots of bizarre birds and lizards. Dad said we could spend a week or two exploring when we came back. If we came back, he didn't say. It's not like we were just moving across town. Mother and Dad both speak Spanish, so they chatted with the taxi driver, who took us from the airport to the hotel, where we would get a night's rest before ferrying out to the elevator platform. The taxi was different. An electric jeep long enough to seat a dozen people, with no windshield and a canvas sun canopy rather than a roof. I asked what happens if it rains, and the driver summoned up enough English to say, "Get wet." Card and I had a separate room, so Mom and Dad could have one last night of privacy. I hoped they were taking precautions. 6 months of zero-gravity morning sickness? I wondered what they would name the baby who caused that. "Clean up your room, barf." "No, you can't have the car spew." After all, they named Card Card and me Carmen after an opera that I can't stand. "Toreador, don't spit on the floor. Use the cuspidor, that's what it is for." We dumped our bags and went for a walk, Card one way and me the other. He went into town, so I headed for the beach. The Parentiosas might have assumed we were going to stay together, but they didn't give us any specific orders except to be back at the hotel by 7 for dinner. My last day on Earth. I should do something special.